Chapter 8. Reveal. Yasop. Yasop didn't talk about it. It being where he was from. Much before Dawn Island. Whenever he mentioned his son, he would say, "Oh, I left him out in the blues. On syrup. He's the most awesome kid, my Usopp." And never exactly where he'd been born. The crew was already nervous enough. Odd for a Grand Line crew, but perhaps every crew made the exception for this sea. When Shanks brought up his old captain, how would they react to know their prized sniper, one of the leaders of this little crew, had hawk-like eyes and feathers for half of his hair? How would they react, knowing that one of their own wasn't even human, but a demon? Ben knew. Lucky Rue knew. The captain knew. And that was it. Their reactions had been pleasant. Nice, even. Either a simple, "All right, change is nothing. But is this the secret to your sniping ways?" Or in the case of his captain, Shanks had sought him out in the East Blue. He knew from the start. But those were reactions from men who had seen all the devils the sea had to offer, had tested their strength against crews such as Whitebeard's. They knew only the fear of losing a loved one, and that was it. The rest of the crew hadn't grown up with a demon for a captain or their youth tempered by the seas. While pirates, they were fresh and still spooked by stories of the East. So how would they react? Yasop didn't want to find out, was complacent in his obscurity, was fine with the veil shading his every move, was fine with appearing human. Then Shanks declared, after casting one too many odd glances at his sniper, that they were heading to the East Blue. He spent half the journey hidden in his private berth. Being in the top four of the hierarchy of the crew had its perks, only coming out when Shanks swore on Roger's grave that he would use his own conqueror's hockey to turn heads and let the veil fall over Yasop's shoulders once more. Until Dawn Island, that is. There, they meet a young woman, guardian spirit, protector of realms, sentinel of the dawn, caretaker of the young one who feasts, a king, before them. Yasop could sense it all. Ethereal and scaled, and an even younger boy, who took to staring at Yasop as if all the feathers had a juicy bit of meat behind them. There, after a month of the crew growing easy with Dawn Island's languid pace, learning to react, not with fear, but with laughter when Luffy did something unsettling, learning to treat Makino not as a terrifying sea witch, Yasop had met a couple of witches, heard that one even sat atop of Dawn Island's peaks. Makino certainly wasn't one, or a spirit of threatening doom, but a sweet and helpful bartender, a goddess. Yasop finally decides to tell them. In a second, he shares a spare glance with his captain across the bar, fleeting but sure, and Shanks nods. Decision sober despite the empty tankard of beer in his hand. Luffy's in the corner, quiet for once, his black eyes focused on Yasop and the horns he's started to grow peeking out gently from his hair. He doesn't know why, but Yasop feels as if he's just been given permission, given support, when Luffy shifts his head ever so slightly downward. It's an odd feeling, but one he doesn't focus on as his captain is calling for attention. "Everyone, hey, everyone," he finally shouts, standing, wobbling, atop of a table, arms held high and red hair in disarray. "Listen up, Yasop has something to show y'all." Yasop takes a breath, shuddering but finally confident in his decision, and joins his captain upon the table. "My son, Usopp." He's met with a chorus of groans, but Shanks quickly shushes them. Yasop quickly begins again. My son Usopp was born in my hometown of Syrup in the Gecko Islands. The Gecko Islands find their home not in the west, south, or north blue, but east. And finally he lets his captain assist in taking the veil off his shoulders. Its relief is unimaginable, like an itchy cloth that was taken from his neck. It's comfortable everywhere else but the east. But in the east, he was not meant to be hidden. He watches his companions carefully as they see his form, no longer human, but feathered, golden, glowing, with piercing eyes and inhuman lips. Their eyes widen, shock and fear combined, but Yasop is pleased to say that those eyes are quickly overcome with laughter and joy. "Damn, man, why didn't you say so earlier? Ooh, pretty bird. Who's ready for all the jokes? Is this why you can snipe so good? Damn, I knew those contests were always rigged. 3 cheers for Yasop for showing us his feathers. Aye! He has a good crew. The best crew, in fact. Oh no, does this mean Usopp's like him too? Does he have even more stories about the runt now that he doesn't have to hide? Hell, damn it! Everyone run! We're doomed! He won't shut up now! But the drinks, man! The drinks! He does, in fact, have more stories. How his son was born with feathers the color of inky, beautiful tar, but his skin just a shade darker than Yasop's. And how, when he opened his eyes, Yasop knew he didn't see Yasop and Bunkina, but something else, just like his old man. Yasop couldn't be prouder. But for now, he's content to meander over to where Luffy sits and brush shoulders with the kid. "How'd I do?" he feels compelled to ask as Luffy sets down his juice to touch Yasop's long feathers. Luffy smiles, all teeth and sharp edges, eyes squished and closed, and tells him like it's a grand secret, and Yasop is blessed to hear him speak. "Perfect, but you could have done it without all the words." "Surprise him? I like the way you think, kid," he says, ruffling black hair and careful to avoid the horns. Maybe he'll do it later, take the opportunity to spook the fresher members of his crew. He shouldn't have worried what they thought. He had a good crew, after all. And it's just another excuse to party. Hell, he definitely should have revealed it sooner if it meant he got this much booze shoved in his hand.